Famous sleuth is scored from bench by Judge B.H. Hill. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, the 18th of May, 1914, page 1, column 1. In a significant development during Judge Benjamin H. Hill's charge to the grand jury on Monday morning, he demanded a thorough investigation into bribery and other allegations stemming from the Frank case. While not explicitly naming Detective W.J. Burns, Judge Hill made it clear that his remarks targeted this detective when he criticized famous sleuths for seeking not the truth, but money and notoriety. He labeled these detectives as a menace to justice and stated that their actions justifiably aroused public indignation. After the new grand jury was impaneled in the criminal courtroom on the fourth floor of the Thrower Building, Judge Hill delivered his routine charge before focusing on the Frank case. He emphasized the court's dependence on juries, describing the judge's role as merely an umpire who can do nothing without the grand jury's indictments and the Pettit jury's convictions. Judge Hill reviewed the case, noting the previous year's murder, the subsequent trial, conviction, and the extraordinary motion for a new trial based on alleged new evidence. He mentioned affidavits from witnesses who claimed their trial testimony was false and induced by detectives. He instructed the jury to investigate these claims and return bills against any officers responsible for inducing false testimony. He further noted that these witnesses later recanted, alleging bribery, coercion, and misrepresentation by detectives employed by the defendant, and some even claimed their affidavits were forgeries. The judge ordered a diligent inquiry into these matters, urging the jury to determine the veracity of the claims and to return indictments accordingly. He specifically mentioned a detective's potential involvement in subornation of perjury and stressed the importance of indicting both the detective and the witness if found guilty. Judge Hill highlighted an affidavit by a minister named Ragsdale, who claimed to have heard a Negro confess to the crime, later identified as Jim Conley. Ragsdale subsequently admitted the affidavit was false, claiming he was paid $200 and that another individual, Barber, was paid $100 by Arthur Thurman, with a detective present. The judge instructed the jury to investigate if Ragsdale was induced by money and to indict both him and the payer if probable cause was found. Another case involved a woman named Annie Maud Carter, described as disreputable, who claimed Jim Conley confessed the murder to her. After her affidavit, she was taken out of the court's jurisdiction. Judge Hill urged the jury to investigate if she was paid to make the affidavit and to determine if it was a frame-up, identifying those responsible. The judge emphasized the critical importance of preventing perjury, describing it as a crime against justice itself, worse than murder, because it kills justice. He stressed the need for severe punishment for those guilty of perjury or subornation of perjury. Judge Hill concluded by expressing the community's indignation towards a detective alleged to be a famous sleuth, questioning the wisdom of allowing out-of-state detectives to criticize local officers and courts. He suggested that licensing authorities should refuse such individuals the right to do business, as they encourage crime and obstruct justice. B.L. Willingham was appointed foreman of the grand jury, which included members St. Elmo Massengale, Henry Lewis, H.K. Taylor, R.J. Rice, G.S. Pryor, B.F. Burdett, George I. Walker, Charles B. Walker, I.M. Watkins, George Winship Jr., J.J. Haverty, J.A. Hudson, W.E. Adamson, J.M. McGee, James Bell, E. Rivers, R.A. Sims, Floyd C. Parks, and W.H. Adkins. The jury adjourned to meet again on Wednesday, with Assistant Solicitor E.A. Stevens expected to draw bills against figures in the Frank case. Additionally, the motion to set aside the verdict against Leo M. Frank, due to his absence when the jury returned it, was postponed to Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the request of both sides. On Tuesday, Judge Hill planned to address contempt proceedings against Detective W.J. Burns, continuing until completion if the attorneys were ready.